The Zohar Kodesh and the other Sforim, when they speak about Shabbos, the three meals that we have on Shabbos, we have Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Suda Shlishis. And we're told that Friday night corresponds to the lower level. Friday night is the Malchus, the Shechina. It's called Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, a field of holy apples. Shabbos morning is called Atiko Kadisha. That's the highest level. Shabbos Mincha, we're told, corresponds to Zeranpin, which is lower than Atiko Kadisha. And a person would say, what's going on here? The answer is that Zeranpin, the Suda Shlishis, is when upper and lower come together. When there's a union, when the upper and lower, now they come together to bring about the union between Zeranpin and the Malchus. And that's the Tachlis. That's the peak of achievement, when there's this bringing together, this union. This is why Friday night, those that daven Nusach Sfard, in Shmon Esrei on Friday night, we say, V'yonuchu va kol Yisrael. Va is feminine. Shabbos morning, we say, in the Shmon Esrei of Shachris, we say, V'yonuchu voi kol Yisrael. That's the male. And then Shabbos at Mincha, we say, V'yonuchu vam kol Yisrael. That's the union, the bringing together of upper and lower, of the female and the male. This union is achieved specifically at Suda Shlishis. And that's why that's called Raiva Deraivin, Rotzoin Sheberetzoinois. The highest level of Rotzoin, of Kedusha, is at Shabbos Mincha time, when we say Vanis Filosi Lecho Hashem Eis Rotzoin. And that's why Rav Nosson Zal brings in other places the great Tzadikim. The most important shir of the week was Shabbos Mincha, because that's when this He'oras HaRotzayin is strongest. That meal, the Suda Shlishis, is extremely important and significant. And that's when a Jew can achieve this deep level of yearning and longing for Hashem through the meal, through the Zmirois, the singing that's done at Suda Shlishis, and through the Divrei Torah that's spoken at that time. What about Suda HaRaviyis? The answer is, that's Dovid HaMelech again. That's called the meal of Dovid HaMelech. Just like here, the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMozayin was given to us by Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. The fourth meal corresponds to Dovid HaMelech. Any questions, please?
Just on this last point, Rav Nosson mentioned, the positioning of the challahs, Friday night, Shabbos morning, etc. Could Rav Nosson elaborate on this a drop, please?
Yes. One question. Yes, I saw this by my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, and he taught us this. That because Friday night is the female, Friday night is the Shekhinah, the Malchus, the lower level, on Friday night, the Arizal says, we eat, we make the Hamoitzi, and we eat the lower challah first. So we position the two challahs. We must have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos at each one of the meals. Well, there's an upper one and a lower one. You're supposed to take from the one closest to you. And normally when you have an upper lower, the upper one is the one that's easier accessible. But therefore we position the challahs in such a way that the lower challah is moved closer to yourself. So you have an upper one and a lower one. You make the bracha when you're holding both of them, Lechem Mishnah. But then you put down the upper one and you start cutting. You give out the mitzvahs from the lower one. You're allowed to use the upper one also. You start with the lower one. That's the point. That on Friday night, we're emphasizing the lower one, the Chakal Tapuchin Kadishin, the Va. Shabbos morning, we follow standard practice where there's an upper and lower. We make the bracha, we make the bracha holding both of them. We cut from the upper one. Shabbos Mincha is something different already. Shabbos Mincha, there are some people that have accustomed to have 12 challahs corresponding to the what they had in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Lechem Aponim. I know when we had Shalashudas in Shul by my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, and they gave out individual little challahs to each person. At one point, we followed this practice that would be organized in a way of like two segoils. You have a segoil is three dots. You have two outer dots and an inner dot. So you had one segel going this way, another segel going from the other direction, from the right and the left. You had two outer chalas and two outer chalas and one inner one in between. So it's a total of six. And then another level, a second level of three on top of three in this way. But these are extra things. These are very nice things. That's how the Arizal said a person should position the chalas, you know, on Shabbos. But again, the thing I mentioned specifically was the difference between Friday night and Shabbos morning, the upper and lower, and to know that what makes Shabbos mincha so special, even though Shabbos morning is atiko kadisha, you would say that's the most important thing. The more important is when there's that union, that bringing together. In terms of the actual eating time, Suda Shlishis doesn't have to be a large meal. The first two meals, we make kiddush on wine, we have meat and fish during the first two meals, whereas the third meal, Suda Shlishis, in halacha and even in Kabbalah, a person is not required to have wine during Suda Shlishis. If there's a minyan, if the person has a minyan, they can do birchas hamazon on a kais wine. The Suda Shlishis, the requirement is lechem mishnah, number one, and the Arizal said that a person should try to have fish at all three meals. So as long as a person has lechem mishnah and fish for Suda Shlishis, they cover the eating requirement. And again, usually a person is sort of full because the day meal is usually larger than a weekday day meal. Another reason not to eat a lot during Suda Shlishis. But as far as the singing is concerned, and as far as the Divrei Torah is concerned, there, Suda Shlishis is more than the other meals even. The singing at Suda Shlishis is most important. You know, again, especially among Hasidim, that we sing Friday night, we sing Zmiras Shabbos morning. But one of the highlights is the singing, the Zmiras at Suda Shlishis, when everyone is sitting together, people have it among Hasidim, generally in shul, everybody together. That's one of the major highlights of Shabbos. And then the Divrei Torah, again, at Suda Shlishis, is much more than Friday night Shabbos morning. Friday night Shabbos morning, a person's at their own table usually. They'll speak for 15 minutes, a half, you know, whatever it is. The Dvar Torah at Suda Shlishis, that's the Torah of the week. That's the highlight of the week. Again, that's when Tzadikim gave over their greatest Divrei Torah.